From Spark in Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Cross, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the corner of Leo's desk, a small cheetah in a chunky blue vest was solving a cube so fast it hummed. Click, 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 click. Cross's paws blurred. White cross on the bottom and the time it took Leo to breathe in. Then something Leo had never seen. Cross grabbing a corner and an edge at the same moment, spinning them until they snapped into a little block and sliding them home together. Click, two pieces, one motion. Then the top layer flashed yellow all at once. Then the whole cube settled into six clean faces and Cross set it down, not even winded. Leo stared. His own cube sat in his lap, still a jumble. His timer still said 48 seconds from his last solve. How? Leo said. Did you just do that? One road, Cross said, tapping a tiny card he carried. Four words on it. Cross, F2L, O-L-L, P-L-L. I don't scramble around hunting for pieces. I walk the same four stages, every single time, in the same order. Cross first, always, then pairs, then the top. He nudged Leo's cube. You already walk the first step. You just walk the rest the slow way. Leo made a white cross on the bottom in about 8 seconds. I'm good at that part, he said, a little defensive. You are, Cross agreed. That's the road starting under your fingers. The trick isn't a different cube. It's the same four steps until they know themselves.
Cross had not always been fast. When he was small, he'd learned the cube one careful layer at a time, bottom, middle, top, and he'd been proud of it. Then he'd watched an older cuber at the dojo solve in a blur, and his stomach had dropped the way it did before a race he knew he'd lose. He went home and tried to copy her, mashing moves as fast as his paws would go, and the cube fought him every time. Faster hands, more mistakes. He'd sit on the floor after each botched solve, feeling a hot, tight knot behind his ribs. Everyone else is zooming past, and I'm stuck. An old mentor named Cubix had found him there one night, cube half solved, ears flat. You're trying to be fast, Cubix said gently. Fast isn't a thing you do. It's a thing that happens to you, later, once one small move stops needing your attention. But I want it now, Cross had said, and his voice cracked a little. I know. Cubix picked up the cube and made one pair. Just one. Slow and clean. Learn this. Only this. 100 times. Not to be fast. To make it disappear. He handed it back. When a move goes quiet in your hands, your speed climbs on its own. You don't chase it. You free it. Cross didn't get faster that night, but the hot knot behind his ribs loosened. Just a little. The mountain had a first step now, and the step was small enough to stand on.
He came to Cube Sensei at 12 because it was a place that took the road seriously, not just solving, but how you learn to solve. Cubix met him at the door and asked only one thing. Show me how you teach someone who's stuck. Cross didn't answer with words. He took a scrambled cube, made the bottom cross, then stopped. He found one corner and its matching edge, floating loose in the top layer. He turned them together, patient, until they clicked into a tidy pair, and only then slid the pair into place as a single team. That's it, Cross said. I could show a kid all four stages in a minute, but I'd only teach them that one pair, and I'd make them do it 100 times before I said another word. Cubix nodded slowly. Most cubers show off. You show patience. He stepped aside. You belong here.
The next afternoon, a boy named Leo sat across from Cross with the CFOP card in his hands, and his shoulders were up around his ears. Cross, F2L, O-L-L, P-L-L, Leo read. That's four whole new things. And you said there's like 78 patterns to memorize? I can't. That's too much. Cross set one paw over the last two words on the card, hiding them. You're right. That is too much, so we won't do that. He uncovered just F2L, one stage, and inside that stage, he held up a single claw, one pair, one way to build it. That's all you're allowed to work on today. I won't let you touch anything else. Leo blinked. That's it? One pair? One pair. But you'll build it until your fingers stop asking you which way to turn. Cross guided Leo's hands. Find the corner. Find its edge. Turn them till they match. Now insert them together. Leo fumbled. He lost the edge. He put the corner in backward and had to pull it out. Cross didn't sigh, didn't rush him, just said the four small steps again, and again, the same words each time, like a rhythm. Find the corner, find the edge, make the pair, insert. On the ninth tie, something shifted. Leo found the corner without hunting, found the edge, turned them, and they snapped, click, into that tidy little block, and slid home in one clean motion. I did it, Leo whispered. I made a pair. You did, Cross said, slowly, which is the only way anyone ever did it fast.
Leo wanted to try again right away, but Cross stopped him with a paw and asked him something quieter. That pair, Cross said, when it finally clicked, what did it feel like? Leo thought about it, his 48-second solves, the friends zooming past, the frustration he'd carried in all crumpled up, and then that one small snap under his fingers. Like a door opened, Leo said. Just a crack. Like, I'm not there yet, but I could be. It felt good in a way that being fast didn't, even though it was way slower. Cross smiled, and for a second he was small again on a dojo floor, with a loosening knot behind his ribs. That, he said softly, is the whole road. Not the 78 patterns, not the 3-second solves. Just this, one thing going quiet in your hands, and the little lift you feel when it does. Chase that feeling instead of the timer, and the speed comes to find you. Leo held his cube and didn't scramble it. He just sat with the warm, open door feeling for a moment, letting it settle before he found the next pair.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cross. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.